All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, July 25th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a six-game early MLB slate already underway. We have golf that teed off this morning, and then there is a two-game MLB night slate later tonight. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get the app pulled up here. Want to remind you guys again here that we are demoing a new form of content here, and that form of content is reviewing people's builds. So we did the first show yesterday. That show is at 5 p.m. Eastern. Jordan did it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. For those of you who tuned in, if you want to be somebody who gets reviewed live on stream, gets advice from a coach, and walks through your build and you know, giving you tips and ideas about things to try, things not to try, drop your username in the YouTube chat, drop it in the Office Hours channel. And, you know, I think we still have some spots open for today. We're trying to do like 5 to 10 people a day. I think we were at like 6 last time I checked. So there's still time to drop your name in the bucket to be reviewed, as long as you played MLB DFS yesterday. If you played yesterday, then you're all set. All right, so with all our other sports already underway here, let's pull up the two-game night slate here, and we'll talk about the night slate, use this as our demo slate for today. And first question, says, good morning. Silly question, what's the criteria for a slate to be classified as flagship, high stakes, low stakes, medium stakes? They play a lot of after hours, two-game and three-game slates. When using contest sims, no matter what slate I upload, it always starts with flagship. Good question here. So let me just walk you guys through this. And I believe GM33 posted a picture as well in the Discord here. So appreciate that. But let me just pull it up, make sure I got this all correct here. So as far as what means what, I do have this picture, and let me just what do I want to do? Let me pull it up on the screen. Let's do that. So let me take this off. Let's pull this up. All right. You guys should be able to see my screen here. So this is a snapshot. This basically says that high dollar single entry, $100 entry fee and above for max entry of 1. High dollar mid entry, $100 entry fee and above for max entry of 20. So this could be 15 max, 11 max, whatever. High dollar many entry, $100 entry fee and above for max entry of 150. So this is basically anything from 20 to 21 entries to 150. We have, and then the same thing, just different stakes, right? So $35 to $100 is mid dollar. Flagship is $5 to $35. Low dollar is $0 to $5. So as far as like the entries go, you know, it's single entry is 1, mid entry is 2 to 20, many entry is 21 to 150. And then the dollar values, high dollar 100 and above, mid dollar $35 to 100. Flagship $5 to $35, and then low dollars $0 to $5. So that is how those are all defined here. All right, good question there. And as far as in SaberSim, right, the second part of your question here, saying no matter what I do, it always starts with the flagship. So if you come into your contest sim settings and you just open and you just click, you know, add contest sim, it is going to default to flagship MME. What you would have to do is come in here and pick a contest. Say you're playing, you know, the quarter jukebox. You're still going to have to come in here and click a field lineups source. The better thing to do here, right, if you're playing one of these slates, is to come into, like, this is a night slate, right? If you come into My Contest, if you have a CSV, you could do this from the My Contest option, or else you could do it from the All Contest. And then what I would do is I would come in here, and then I would click on the contest I'm playing, right? Say I'm playing the one single entry, $5, right? The Chin Music. When I right click on this contest and click add contest sim, it's going to designate it to the right field lineup bucket. So it goes straight to flagship flagship single entry as opposed to flagship MME, right? Let's go do a low stakes. We'll do the $3 3 max here. When I do this one, it goes to low stakes 20 max because it's above one, but it's less than 20, right? So that is basically auto-designating correctly here. I believe the same thing works for FanDuel. You know, you mentioned After Hours, which I know is a FanDuel-specific slate here. So let's jump over there. So even when I come to the FanDuel slates, I go to All Contests. You know, there are contests here, right? Say I'm playing the $1 single entry. I come into this contest tab. I right-click on the contest. Boom, it designates to low-stakes single entry. So if you're doing that, this is the way that I would be doing it. One note is that the payout structures are not perfect because we don't have the exact contest data for FanDuel. So we have some presets here based on generally how they structure these, but they do change it throughout the season. So I would just double check. Contest size should always be correct, but I would just double check percent to first and percent entries paid. And then just in case you don't know how to calculate those, percent to first is first place prize divided by the prize pool. So say the prize pool here is $1K. So, you know, say first place is $100, then that would be 10% to first. And I would just come in here, change that to 10%. And then let's say the top 200 entries get paid and there are, you know, let's say 1,000 entries in this contest, then that would mean percent entries paid is 20. So it's the amount of paid positions divided by the amount of entries in the contest. And then I would just update those and then save it. And then that would go straight to being an available contest sim after I run my build. So that is how that works. All right. Next question here. When building lineups, if I enter into a tournament that only max like 43, what should I adjust my lineup build settings to since 20 max, 100 max are my main options? Think you answered this before. If my contest size is 264, do I still do a pool of 5,000? Okay, so two questions here. First one is, if I'm only playing a 43 max, what should I set my build settings as? I would always go on the high side here, right? So same way, like the buckets are like, hey, 21 to 150 is just, you know, our MME. If you're playing a 43 max, I would always lean on the high side. It's always better to build lineups with more upside than lineups with not enough upside. So I'd always lean on the high side there. And then second part is, if my contest size is 264, do I still need a pool of 5,000 lineups? I would say yes. You know, you should always build the max amount of lineups that you can. Ultimately, even millions of available lineups that you can build, you know, having 5,000 lineups is great, but it's ultimately still a drop in the bucket of how many lineups you could possibly have. So always build the max number of lineups that you need or that you can, depending on your plan. And you're always going to be better off doing that. It's never going to hurt you, right? And the other thing here is that with the way that we build lineups, we're not building the first lineup. Your first lineup we build isn't your best lineup. And then your second lineup is your second best. Third is your third best, right? And that's because SaberSim is not just building the highest projected lineups possible. It's building lineups based on our simulations. And, you know, based on the sims, like your last lineup built could end up being your best sim ROI lineup. And that's just the way that it works out. So, you know, always build the max number of lineups pretty much for that exact reason. All right, a couple good questions to get us started here. No more questions here at the moment. If anybody has a question, drop it in the chat. But I'm going to do a little build demo here, and we will get rocking and rolling. So let's make two small adjustments to projections for tonight's slate. And on a two-game slate, you're going to notice min salary is kicked down automatically here. Correlation comes down as well, right? Let's say we're building for, you know, a 20 max here. And you're going to see a little bit lower correlation, high sim diversity, lower min salary. And one thing on a two-game slate, I would not use, don't use a batters against opposing pitchers. I would definitely leave that as an available option because, you know, Chris Sale could throw six innings, give up, you know, two earned runs and throw eight strikeouts, and he'd be a perfectly viable pitcher for this slate. But, you know, those two home runs could have been, or those two runs could have been two solo home runs, you know, maybe Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor. And you know, they would be viable options even in a lineup against Chris Sale if they have the ability to, you know, hit that one home run there. So that's why I think it's good to leave that rule off on a very, very small slate like we see today. All right. But let's just build 500 lineups for the sake of time here. While this build runs, I'm going to go to my contests tab and I'm going to go grab a contest sim. So let's say we are doing the $4.20 max, right? The four seamer here. Load that up. And you know, one thing on the four seamer, it's always good to check what the total prize pool is. So if the prize pool is over $25,000, then that means that everybody in the lobby has access to that contest. So here it doesn't, right? So here I'm okay. The prize pool is $10,000. So I would be okay using the low stakes 20 max field lineups. If the prize pool was above $20,000, if it was $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, I would come in here and change this to flagship 20 max because that would be like $5 to $35 where basically everyone in the lobby has access to that contest. So just a small note as far as field lineups go, prize pools go, small nuance there, but can be important, all things considered. All right. So let's say I'm going to do a self sim, right? I want to set this up where I'm going to run two sims, one against the field, one against my own set of lineups here. So then now what I want to do is come into my contest sim settings, adjust the settings for the second sim that I set up, and just make a note that this is against myself here. So I've changed the field lineups from the actual field to my own build. And then I've made a notation that this contest sim is a little bit different, right? So now I'm going to run these, right? I have a contest sim against the ownership build, the ownership projections that you see, and then which is what we expect the field's going to do. And then I have my own contest sim against my own lineups, right? So all is well so far. Going to sort. And contest sim is finished. Perfect. So what I want to do here is I want to start with my filters and I'm going to say show lineups with ROI greater than zero for both contest sims that I have, right? This is going to move so many lineups to the trash. See what we're left with. All right, so we're left with about 277 lineups. So taking about half of our lineups and put them in the trash. Now I want to change my sorting metric to the self-sim risk-adjusted ROI. Perfect. I'm going to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20 here. Start making some adjustments. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to grab my aggregate metric. And I want to see what is the average projection of my 20 lineups, right? So something that I've been doing, something I like here, just a good data point to have. So right now at 1 minute unique, my average projection is about 101.7. Okay, what if I go to two? Okay, 101.7, 399.2. So that went down about a point and a half there. So it's a big change from two to three here. 94.9. Wow. So see, this is like super interesting, right? We're at mini uniques of three. And we're at projection 99. If I go to mini uniques of four, we go down about four fantasy points. So see, like this is kind of why this is like a good data point to have, is you could see like how drastically your lineup set is changing when you make these adjustments. And what I would do here is, okay, you know, let's go back to three. And let's look at some of these exposures and let's see what's changing, right? So if I go and look at my pitchers, and this is another thing, right? You're always going to be able to get to more mini uniques on a bigger slate with more games, with more players in the player pool. You know, usually we're getting to like five mini uniques, six, seven. You can, you know, kind of pick one there. Right now we're at like, hey, 2, 3, 4 having big impacts to our lineup set, right? Like we went from 101.7 points at mini uniques of 2 down to 99 at mini uniques of 3. So, you know, a lot different here, right? So what is changing when we go from 3 to 4? Okay, so Sale goes from 90 to 80. Severino goes from 85 to 60% exposure. Rosenberg goes from 25 to 50. He jumps up. And then we're even playing some Ross Stripling going from 0 to 10. So it's like, you know, okay, when we go from mini uniques of 3 to mini uniques of 4, we give away exposure to the top two owned pitchers, and we go and play twice as much of this lower salary pitcher. Okay, so that's one note there. So let's go back to 3. Now let's go to our team stacks. So, okay, at mini uniques of 3, we're playing 100% Angels, 14% Oakland, and then small amounts of Atlanta and the Mets. Now when we go mini uniques of 4, Atlanta comes up above Oakland, going to 50%. Oakland goes down to 45. Angels go from 100 to 85. So this is like really, really interesting, right? You kind of got to decide like, hey, what do I want to do here? And you're basically trying to see what are the changes and do I agree with the changes? And I'll tell you guys what I would do. I would probably just play this at mini uniques of 3 because getting 25% more Rosenberg is not worth it to me to give up the exposure I'm getting to Chris Sale and Luis Severino. I think Rosenberg is like a rookie making like his second start or something like that. And we have these, you know, more well-established pitchers with Sale and Severino, and just losing, you know, 4 points of projection just seems like way too much. So I'm probably going to stick with this here and just leave it at mini uniques of 3. I might even consider, you know, what was mini uniques of 2 when we got those projection back? And like, what does this look like, right? And here, you know, Rosenberg goes even lower, and we're basically playing basically all in on Severino and Sale. And then, so we're like, okay, we're going to play the pitchers from this game, and then we're going to play the hitters from this game. You know, this is like a little bit more aggressive. I think 3 is a little bit more spread out as far as like you get at least some Atlanta stacks, some Met stacks. So I think 3 is definitely better than 4 to me. I think you could decide between 2 and 3. I would say the intersection, the crossroads that we're at is, do you want to play mini uniques of 2? Do you want to play mini uniques of 3? And, you know, you're using the exposures to kind of decide, is the points I'm giving up in projection worth it? And, you know, you only give up like a little bit of points here, like 2.5, which is not as bad as when we went from 99 to 94 something. So I think 2 to 3 is like the decision maker here, but I would probably stick with 3. So this is the way I'm thinking about it. It's the way I'm using the information in SaberSam to make some of these decisions as I'm building lineups here. So hope that helps you guys out. It's nice to get in these spots where it's like, you know, what do we do? It's like so weird. And just give you guys some insight. So with that said, not seeing any more questions in the Discord or the YouTube chat, don't miss Jordan's show today, 5 p.m. Eastern, to go over more people's builds. And I think that you guys could really just learn something from watching other people's builds, watching Jordan walk through it, talk through it, give ideas and insight. I think it's a cool trial thing that we're talking about here. So hope you guys enjoy that. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.